With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying the flood of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S. represents a national security, public safety, and public health catastrophe, former President Trump is urging states to send National Guard troops to Texas to help Governor Greg Abbott secure the southern border. The Biden administration argues the border is a federal responsibility, but Abbott says that President Biden has abdicated that responsibility, so it's left to states to do what they can to repel an invasion. President Biden is resorting to executive action on gun control, an executive order that the White House says is designed to promote safe storage of firearms. A 14-page document telling gun owners how they should store firearms to keep kids safe and away from them. The Justice Department is expected to send nationwide letters to school principals urging educators to raise the issue with parents. Also at SRNNews.com, the state of Alabama has executed a convicted killer employing a first-of-its-kind execution method that correspondent Lisa Dwyer says has reignited the capital punishment debate.
Officials say Kenneth Eugene Smith was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. Thursday at an Alabama prison using nitrogen gas, marking the first time a new execution method has been used since lethal injection was introduced in 1982.
The 58-year-old Smith was convicted in the murder-for-hire killing of 45-year-old Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988. A Moscow court has again extended the pre-trial detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. The 32-year-old is a U.S. citizen and was detained on spy charges. Now he'll be held at least through March. Stock futures in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 68 points. NASDAQ futures off 92 points. This is SRN News. CVS faces a religious freedom complaint.
A Florida woman says she was fired from her job with a local pharmacy because she's a Christian and did not want to dispense contraceptives to customers. First Liberty Institute has filed suit on the woman's behalf, stating that, quote, it is illegal to issue a blanket revocation of all religious accommodations when CVS can't accommodate its employees. CVS is sending a message that religious health care workers are not welcome and need not apply. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nevada judge has approved a petition by abortion advocates as eligible for signature gathering in their long-standing attempt to get abortion on the 2024 ballot, a referendum that could enshrine abortion in the state's constitution up to the moment of birth. Will appear on the 2024 general election ballot if enough signatures are gathered. However, even if the amendment passes this fall, it will need to be approved again on the 2026 ballot for final passage. This is SRN News. The United States is considering scaling back its presence in one Middle East country.
The United States and Iraq will soon begin talks to wind down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. The Pentagon says the size of the U.S. military footprint in Iraq will be part of the discussions. The announcement comes as U.S. forces in Iraq have been increasingly targeted by Iran-backed militias. But Washington says the time frame for the discussion isn't related to the attacks. Iraqi officials have periodically called for a withdrawal of coalition forces for years. Those calls have increased in recent months against the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. Keith Peters reporting.
King Charles has arrived at a private London hospital to undergo what Buckingham Palace terms a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. 75-year-old King is being treated at the London Clinic. More details, SRNNews.com.